Welcome to Your Weekly Dose podcast, the only show for those who missed the Mark and Brian radio program. Coming to you from Orange County in Southern California. Hear it happen live without a net every Saturday morning at 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Download past episodes directly from our website, yourweeklydose.com. But if you're on the go, subscribe through iTunes, Podbean, Stitcher, and make sure you leave a review. Now, here's this week's show.
Joaquin.
When family and friends gather near to offer a prayer of thanksgiving for blessings we've known through the years, to join hands and thank the Creator now when thanksgiving is due. And this year when I count my blessings, I'm thanking the Lord He made you. This year when I count my blessings, I'm thanking the Lord He made you.
Ah, yes.
I'm grateful.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to your weekly dose podcast. I'm Sean Roberts, your host. In the room with me, the awesome.
Color of blue.
The stupendous.
The spectacular.
The spectacular. The infamous. Producer's Act.
Oh.
Woo! He's surprised. Surprise.
It's in his own area code, but that's okay.
I'm not telling you my area code.
And we also got my buddy Steve Silva.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Amber's in the room.
Woo!
And birthday girl Bree's in the room. And together, guys, we are your Weekly Dose podcast. As always, we're speaking to you live here from Orange County every Saturday morning. Today's theme is giving, Thanksgiving prayer by Johnny Cash there, because Thanksgiving's just around the corner.
Is it?
Yes, it is.
Oh, yeah.
I can see it right there.
Did you see it right around the corner?
I can see the turkey beak sticking out.
Well, guys, the turkey baby's right here. I was born in 1997.
Maybe that's the local flasher.
On Thanksgiving? On Thanksgiving at 7:21 p.m. during Thanksgiving dinner. My bio mom I don't know. She felt the need to have me right there. And my dad got really upset because he didn't have his dinner. But the nurses brought in, like, seven different types of, like, hospital Thanksgiving dinners, so he was satisfied.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Oh, my goodness. He was thankful.
That's cool.
So, yeah.
That's
so
cool.
Thank you guys for joining us this week and every week as we pay homage to our favorite radio gods, Mark and Brian, with the hopes of getting them into the Radio Hall of Fame next year, because truly they do deserve it. For those of you who have recently followed us, thank you for joining our family, and we're so glad that you guys are now listeners to the show.
Is this the first time she's...
No, she's done it before. I've done it before.
Yeah.
Why was that?
Oh, wow. Well, it's very good.
It's better than Steve is basically what he's saying.
Oh, thank you.
He's jealous.
I'm stretching because I can't say the next line, which I wouldn't.
Right, exactly.
So
I see.
But we do have a
busy show for us today. Not only are we celebrating Thanksgiving, so we'll be talking about the most popular side dishes in the U.S., Thanksgiving tweets. We're also going to send our gal about town, which is going to be Amber today.
Yay!
And we're going to send her out because it's also Espresso.
National Espresso Day.
So she's going to be giving out some espresso facts. To
come back. For us?
I was going to make espresso.
I need to wake up.
Anybody? Huh?
What?
Movie? Anybody?
No.
Come back. I was going to make espresso.
I won't kill you.
I don't know.
Tell us. What is it from?
Oh, my God. Young Frankenstein.
Oh, gosh. Okay. I haven't seen that in forever.
So long.
I know, me too.
I need to rewatch it as an adult, to be honest. Yeah.
And of course, later on today, we are going to be celebrating Bree's birthday.
My surprise party. Decorations and everything. I've never had a surprise party ever in my life. I'm crying.
Well, yeah. Surprise!
Aww. And waffles. Karen made waffles.
We had waffles. Birthday waffles.
Yes.
Birthday croissants.
So we got a lot going on today.
Yes.
Oh, I see. Let's don't forget you can interact with the show.
Don't forget.
Commenting on our website, yourweeklydose.com. Find us on Twitter and Instagram at yourweeklydose1. Find us on Facebook or email us at yourweeklydose1@gmail.com.
And not only can you guys download the show for free, that means no money, from our website, but you can also subscribe to the show through iTunes, iHeartRadio, Google Play, Stitcher Radio, and now my favorite, Spotify. Just search Your Weekly Dose. Most importantly, don't forget to rate and review the show as well. Thank you. Thank you.
Because we have absolutely no budget.
No. That's very true.
Unless you help us.
Yeah. But we do have Amazon.
We do have Amazon. Yes. And we are going to be getting some more sponsors coming up too, guys. So it's going to be pretty exciting.
Yes.
So, and of course, speaking of Amazon.
Yes. We Amazon. Always have to give a shout out to our sponsor, Amazon, because without them, we cannot do the show for all of you guys. And they've been with us since day one.
That's right, Bree. Yes. There is no better place to go shopping than Amazon. They have everything. So
everything.
Get what you want by shopping on Amazon. Just remember to use our banner.
That is so, so important, especially with the holidays coming up. If you still need to get last-minute things, decorations for Thanksgiving, and, of course, Christmas is also around the corner, too. Very important. All you need to do is go to our website, yourweeklydose.com, click on our Amazon banner, and bookmark it. That's the most important thing, because that way, every time you want to shop on Amazon, you use the bookmark link. And by doing so, you help the show stay on the air.
Yes, please.
Yes, that's true. Plus, you can get all of your shopping done without messing with those big crowds. You know, all those big crowds that hang out at the mall?
Too much.
And because since they have everything, everybody can shop on Amazon.
Shop in bed.
Like a megaphone with one-day delivery.
That's right.
Shop in class, shop at work.
That's our product of the day.
Exactly.
Is that we needed something for our show, and we weren't sure how to get it.
We needed it fast.
My birthday present?
Yeah, but...
That's coming later.
Oh, okay. But
Amber went on Amazon, and like that, I could snap my fingers.
Just like that.
She was able to procure...
Procure.
The object that she's going to use today as the girl about
town. But you know what I forgot? I forgot batteries.
Oh, nuts.
Oh, no.
You need to go get batteries, then.
Oh, no, I got that. No, I had them. Oh, okay. I had them. I had to go to CVS at midnight.
Oh, jeez. So,
you're using big words today, though.
Yes, I am.
He's reading. Procure.
I like that.
Yes. Yeah.
I'm trying to show off my...
Intelligence?
My linguistic skills.
Good job.
Yeah, because I am a cunning linguist.
Yes.
Well, back to Amazon, my friends. If you guys are going to do all your shopping online anyways, which most of you are, because let's be real, you guys are lazy. We're all lazy. But there's only one place to go. yourweeklydose.com, and use our Amazon banner to get the job done.
You know, you can use our Amazon banner to help support the show. Amazon, work hard, have fun, make history.
Make her story.
All right, guys. Well, since that took 10 minutes long, holy cow. Let's go ahead and catch up with everybody. And we're going to start off with Bree, because we haven't seen you for a little while.
Oh, I've been really sick. I had strep throat, and then I had a cyst rupture. It's been a while.
That's not good.
Yeah, so I've been okay. Let's see.
You need to become a doctor.
Right?
You need to become your own doctor.
I've had, like, all of the issues. It's like, I know what the cure is now. Let's see. This week was kind of chaotic a little bit. I broke up with a boy that I was seeing for a little bit. Mm-hmm. Because mainly he stole my video game, my Nintendo Switch.
Give her video games back now.
I know Italians and no Italians.
Yeah.
We'll make it look like an accident.
Please. Because, you know.
How old is he? Like 7?
22. I know.
He's just a baby.
Minus 12.
Oh, my God.
If you guys remember last time me talking about video games.
You love them.
Well, I love them now. But during my last relationship, I hated them because there was often like kind of a jealousy. I felt like the video games were taken. Yeah, exactly. So I had a love-hate relationship with video games. Only this year I finally decided, wow, this is an art. Like, you can play it like a movie. You can learn so much from it. You can, you know, envelop yourself in this world. So I actually started appreciating them more. Exactly. Super Mario Bros. I had let this boy I was seeing borrow my game. During that time, I was also being a housewife. I was cooking and cleaning for him and his brother and his roommates and all of that. And helping out around the house. But the one day I leave a little bit of trash outside the house. The brother says, "Bree, you're not welcome here anymore." And because of that, I say, "All right, I'm out.
But
I would like to have my game back." And he says, "You know what? I'm leaving all your stuff outside." So I went and picked it up, and the case was there. But the game and the games
Oh, that's not cool.
No, we're going to handle this properly, Chris, if you're listening.
Yes.
Chris, you listening?
Should I say his last name? No, I don't know. No, I don't want to be savage.
Okay. In that case, you know what? I really do have Italians who know Italians.
Yeah.
They will make
He's Italian, too. So let's, like, just bring it all in there. Just
Yeah, but see, I,
know,
the,
I know what you
I
mean.
Got the ones that go, you know.
Yeah, yeah, so, yeah. Yeah, so I'm really
It's a Jersey thing.
It is, yeah.
I just don't have...
We take the cannoli, leave the gun. That's
kind
of thing.
Yo, sounds good. Yeah, I don't have luck with guys. Like, honestly, like, I date jackasses. I don't get it.
I'll
I think
help
you take
you
a break. take a break.
I think I need to take a break.
Yeah. Find yourself.
Yeah. I agree. I'm young, you know. So that was my week.
See, how was your week, bud?
Great. Yeah, yeah.
That's good.
No, actually, the one thing, I know I've mentioned this before. I'm kind of, when I was younger, in way back in the day, I used to listen to Chick Hearn cover the Laker games on the radio.
Okay.
That's the only way you could... It wasn't on TV yet. And I used to sit there and listen to Chick talk with all his chicken. It's in the refrigerator. The butter's getting hard and the eggs are cooling. All,
the you know, butter's getting hard.
Yeah, it was when the game was like pretty much over before, you know, the end of it. But anyway, so I was a big Laker fan. Always have been. And then a certain player joined the team a while
Just
back.
Just say the name. Just say the name. What's an L?
I no.
Does his name rhyme with Ferrah Frames?
No, it was. I know, people always go, "What are you talking about?"
That's
Kobe.
What we're trying to find out right
it's
now.
Kobe
yeah,
it's Bryant.
Kobe. Okay. Okay. Kobe. Okay. Kobe.
Now he came out of high school where he was like the player.
Yeah.
He was the team, and he never learned how to play with other guys. He just learned how to take the ball from other guys and score. He would be dribbling into double and triple teams, just straight into them, like, well, you know, because in high school they couldn't do anything.
In and that's
NBA,
what he was used to.
They just smothered him, and it took a while. But, and anyway, I've always been a LeBron James fan. I know a lot of people think he's, like, overrated, but if you look at the things he does off the court, you understand that every year he doesn't take a break. He works out and tries to improve his game
LeBron's
every off season. And if you look back through the years, it shows that he's always a little bit better for with something or other the next season. And now he got to the Lakers and last year was like a bust because they couldn't play with the superstar and nobody played defense because I think they were all relying on him to score and stuff.
Yeah.
Even though they could shoot, they had a good team. They just didn't.
Nothing was gelling.
Nothing was gelling. And so now this year.
They're doing really well.
Things are really, really nice because they have the best record in the NBA now.
Yeah.
They're at 12-3 and the next record is like 11 and just looking at, they've got Anthony Davis this year who is a phenomenal player. And when he and I can't remember his first name, McGee. It's Jolen McGee. I can't remember. But anyway, McGee and Davis are big guys, and we're on a court together. It's fun to watch.
It's like Magic and Kareem again.
Yeah, and they've got LeBron now at point guard, where he's really best at that.
Yeah,
he. I think he's averaging somewhere between 10 or 11 assists per game right now.
Which is good.
And he's still scoring double figures.
Yeah, exactly.
So, yeah. And if you look at the stats, other people are picking up the rebounds really good. And was it Kevin Durant is like, he's coming in and really helping the team when the team needs it as opposed to starting and being a superstar. So, I've been following that. I think it's kind of cool to watch them through the season if they can keep it up and be that good.
I think they got
good.
A shot this year.
I think they do, too.
They do. Amber, how was your week?
Fantastic. My beautiful, amazing, smart, wonderful girlfriend passed her her real estate exam.
Ooh. Wonderful.
Yeah.
Congratulations, Kate.
I know. She's doing she's
I like it.
And then I think I'm going to maybe go back to, I'm going to get approved to be a real estate appraiser in the state of California. Cool. So I think it's a whole process.
You guys could work together. No?
That's what we're thinking.
That's a good idea.
And so I can still do my, you know, right? I still do the acting and the VO. So yeah. I think I'm going to do it.
And you, awesome. Well, you did a commercial not too long ago, right?
Oh, yeah. I work for a company. Well, I work for a couple, but they're e-commerce companies. And you do like tutorials and how-tos and commercials for like different products and it's a lot of fun. I do acting too. I do lots of improv and comedy and whatevs. But this sounds kind of fun. It sounds like some fun money and working with my lady.
Very cool. Very cool. Producer Zach.
Oh, hi. I zoned out for a second. Actually, Amber, my roommate actually just got his real estate license.
Really?
Yeah.
Dave or David?
David.
Okay.
I know too many Davids. Yeah, he actually, you know what? I think he's done all the testing. I think he's got like one state board test left that he has to take. But as far as all the studying kind of tests, he's already done
that. Yeah.
So probably starting next year, he's going to be a full real estate
agent. Who's he working with? Do you know?
Honestly, I have no idea.
Oh, gotcha. Okay.
I'm actually not even home half the time, so I don't know. Good. I'm getting a little bit of anxiety right now because school's almost over and I'm hanging by a thread.
I'm seeing your posts. Yeah.
Just breathe.
I know. Well, actually, the health class, I'm doing fine. It turns out I was getting a B in it the whole time.
Okay.
And I just got, I took my nutrition exam, which was a week and a half ago. We got it back this week and I passed it with like a B,
okay,
C plus
good.
Around
that's
there.
Good.
So I think like, and then we just have the final exam for that. I'm like, I think I'm fine.
You'll pass. Sure. You'll probably get a B.
This Spanish class.
with that one.
the Korean lady.
Oh,
yes.
No tengo tiempo para ti.
I'm serious. This class is legitimately making me anxious and depressed.
Oh.
Every Monday and Wednesday when I leave, I am just down. I am not retaining anything from this teacher because she speaks so quick. And one of my other friends said they've taken her before. She expects you to know everything first time through. And it's just, I don't know. It's a 5-unit class. I'm guessing that's why.
Yeah.
But I'm just not retaining information from her. Like I'm getting by the skin of my teeth.
How often are you practicing though? I mean, the language itself and speaking with somebody else. Are you getting together with another student and working on it together or no?
No, because
that's
no one,
part of the problem then.
Yeah, it is. But it's just everyone's because, got I mean, their own schedules. I don't really know anybody, so
I would probably suggest going to, because there's some places that you've taken me to where people do speak the Spanish language. Start talking to them in Spanish.
Well, it's 2 weeks left. It's a little
late
now. No, I
know, but if you're saying you're not retaining anything, well, the thing is that you're not practicing
it. It's so true.
Practicing it, you're not going to retain it.
When I took Spanish 1 in high school, I was working. My first job was at Baja Fresh, and I was telling them to just talk to me in Spanish, and even if I didn't understand the words or I didn't say it properly, mm-hmm. just like while I was working there to talk to me because it was helping me with my exam,
exactly.
actually. Yeah,
so. And believe me, if you go to Mexico, they talk twice as fast as probably as her.
I'm sure. No, I believe that.
I mean, watch the whole Telemundo thing, man. The commercials. Oh, my God.
Oh, no, I understand that. And I'm just, the other problem I had, too, with the studying part of it is, and again, I'm not trying to blame anyone here.
Yeah.
All the directions in the textbook and all that obviously are all in Spanish. So for me, so if I'm not really getting something in the lectures, I go to the book to try and study and read it. I don't know what the directions are telling me to do. And then I don't really fully understand it. We're at the end of the semester. You know, maybe it's my own fault, but I can't win them all.
Sean, your turn.
Yes. How are you?
I'm wonderful.
Oh.
Tell us why. You look wonderful.
Well, you know what? No, I got to, last night after work, I went to go see our new friend, Mr. Tyler Hilton, perform with Kate Volpe. And, God, they were so wonderful together. They actually, I'm going to go ahead and throw this, get your volume ready there.
I'm ready to go.
All right. They opened up with this song last night. And they performed that last night at Hermosa Beach over at St. Rock.
The show like a little lasso trick situation. We're doing.
And last night was awesome. Tyler's birthday.
I always
They did a good show last night.
I wanted just to sing along.
It was so awesome. And it was, you know what? I mean, even as a performer or whatever, it's like, I love to go to these things. But everybody was fucking talking last night. Bug the hell out of me.
Nobody was enjoying
it. It's like half the room, whatever, was paying attention to them. Mm-hmm. But then, like, the back half, it was to a point where I almost couldn't hear them. People were that loud. And wow. I almost felt like turning around going, shut the fuck up, people.
Was it like a coffee house situation?
It was worse. It was. Yeah. It really
That's
was.
That's always hard.
And, you know, I almost felt like, gosh, I wish they had, like, a glass thing to separate the bar area, you know, so people could talk in there and it was soundproof, you know, because they did a hell of a job. And the only time everybody shut the hell up is because they did a wonderful rendition of Leonard Cohen's Alleluia.
Oh, wow.
You could hear a pin drop when they did that.
Now everybody shuts up. Good. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Right? The right
and,
song.
And then the next song, everybody was talking again. I'm just like, come on, people. But they did a great job last night. And so Tyler says hello to us. And so he's looking forward on
the
seeing...
The pictures looked great. You
on seeing us tomorrow night and everything. And it's going to be a good show.
I wish I could go. I'm sorry.
You can do anything you want to do.
We have plans.
Oh, plans.
Wait, grab my hand.
We're falling off the cliff.
But last night, too, this gal, Courtney Cole... opened up for them.
Courtney. Oh. Courtney?
Courtney Cole.
That's a cute name, Courtney.
And
Courtney.
She is originally from Louisiana.
Moved She's to a southern gal.
Louisiana.
Moved to Nashville.
Oh, yay.
And then moved out here to L.A. And moved in with Kate and her husband when she moved out here and lived with them for a little while. And so now she lives in the South Bay and opened up. I fell in love with her music last night.
Oh. Yeah. I think you South fell Bay. In love with her too. Oh, I think so. Look,
she's
look
a hottie.
Yeah.
She's a hottie.
She's adorable.
She is. But great music, though. It's very uplifting music. Yeah. Really, really nice. And so she agreed to come in the room.
Oh,
and,
fun. And now, is the Coach House, I know it as mostly like more country-ish.
No.
Music. Are there some rock bands that go play there too? I've been there before.
Everything. Everybody.
Oh, wow. Everybody plays there.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm glad to know that because I'm not
the
opposed
Crazy
to
Horse
country music.
Was known for country music.
Okay.
And I've performed there as well. So, but like places like St. Rock or the Coach House, whatever.
Coach House.
You're going to have a mixture.
I think
people.
I'm thinking of that thing called Stage Coach. Is that like
a
festival?
That's a festival.
I'm just burned on country music. I lived
country.
In Nashville. I worked in it for years. I'm just kind of burned on it.
Yeah.
I appreciate everybody. I love you all. I worked there.
But kiss or grits. So.
I want some rap.
So, anyway, so yeah, so Courtney's going to come in, and she's really, really nice. So we'll get to contact her and everything, and she'll come in the room. And when I talked to Tyler yesterday, too, he said he's got the next couple of months off, so he's not really doing a whole lot. So we'll schedule a day when Tyler will come back in the room and perform for us as well. So.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, some good interviews.
Can I sing with him?
Beef up the interviews.
Can I sing
Absolutely.
With Tyler?
Why not? Yeah. You know some of his stuff?
No, but I'll learn.
Oh, yeah. Did you ever watch One Tree Hill?
My mom did.
Your mom did?
Yeah.
Okay, because he was in that. So.
Oh, okay. Oh, okay. Cool.
Yeah, so.
Nice.
So there you go. And
Fun.
So that's what I got to do last night. So, but, you know, recently, of course, everybody knows that we celebrated Steve's 70th birthday.
Oh, come on. Is that going to be a constant thorn
yes,
in my side?
Well, of course
we are. Bringing it up? Oh, my goodness.
Of course we are. I mean, the stripper one.
Okay.
Of course we are. I mean, what better way to celebrate a friend's 70th birthday by than having a stripper?
Wow, wow.
Yes.
She was such a fun, nice gal.
But wait a minute. How did you guys find her?
Oh, that was easy. Producer Zach called Hot Party Strippers because their dancers not only do birthdays, but they are ready for bachelor parties, divorce parties, office events, going away parties, retirement get-togethers, holiday parties. They do it all.
Ah, Sicily. How I loved her.
How would our listeners contact Hot Party Strippers if they needed their services?
Oh, that's easy. All you have to do is go to our website and click on Hot Party Strippers banner. There you'll meet Sicily, who was on our show and danced for Steve.
Not only did she dance, but she also showed
me
her.
We know, Steve.
We saw it.
We know.
And after
I saw it too.
And after clicking on the banner and meeting Sicily, you can search the website for both female and male strippers to fit your event. Hot Party Strippers offer top entertainment and the finest strippers to bring your party to the next level. Remember, go to our website, yourweeklydose.com, and click on the Hot Party Stripper banner. When you call them, tell them Steve from Your Weekly Dose says, thank you.
Mm. Oh, nothing says holiday cheer like a chick taking her top off at your party.
Right. Oh, Sicily, thank you so much.
Alrighty.
Alright.
Moving on. So
I'm wondering, what are you trying to take a picture of there?
It's like, I'm just holding
like an office Christmas party where you sit on the copier.
I didn't. Oh my gosh. I have phone my phone down there under my thigh. Well, I don't want it to fall and hit my tea because I will cry if my tea spills.
Yeah.
Really?
Me too.
Normally, normally I have my little TV tray, but there's not enough room right now. So
I guess you have to pull it out.
I'm spoiled lately.
Yes, you are. No. Yes, you are. Well, of course, we all know Thanksgiving is coming up around the corner. Are you guys ready for it? Or
yes,
kind of.
My girlfriend.
Boy, that sounded really enthusiastic.
No, I mean, my girlfriend was up making decorations for. She was like printing off all this artwork go on the table, and I was like, babe. People are going to spill food on this beautiful
like paper
stuff you're making. Because she does these ornate paper cutouts. Like they're insane. It's like she sells them for hundreds of dollars.
Oh, wow.
At art. Because I'm like.
She uses like the thick paper and like.
Good paper. And then she'll use like her Cricut machine and all these different programs on her computer.
So cool.
And I'm like, maybe those shouldn't be on the where everybody's eating.
Yeah.
They get gravy on them.
I'm ready.
You are ready.
That Cricut machine.
I have news.
Oh, shit.
News. I have Thanksgiving news.
Yay.
I was kind of not sure about
coming over
to your house. Yeah. Well, it's all been settled.
Uh-huh.
It's going to be raining like crazy over Thanksgiving.
Is it really?
So my friends Neil and Debbie, whose house I was going to babysit the cats, are not going because they go camping at the beach on Thanksgiving.
Right.
Interesting.
But it's going to be raining.
Okay.
Crazy storms coming in.
Oh,
so they're not going. So I am now like going to be here at home and waiting for you to pick me up.
I have to pick you up?
Okay. Or you can take a $200 Uber.
Yep.
Dream
Peak
time. I did not know that it was going
to
rain.
We'll work it out.
I know. Yeah, I'm literally on weather.com right now.
That's a problem because I am spending half of my Thanksgiving with my grandparents in Lake Forest where I live. They're just doing it kind of low key, but the other half in Big Bear. However, if I'm spending the first half with my grandparents, I would probably leave around 1:00. Takes 2 hours to get up there, but I would assume that a storm would probably take place around that time.
And it's going up a hill at night. You're gonna need the chains.
Yeah. Is it snowing in the daytime though? Do you think I'll be able to make it up with before snow?
Well, it could be if it's ice, if it's already snowed on and then it kind of melts and then it solidifies and that nice little
I would be careful.
I got to be really slow.
It's gonna rain Tuesday night, all day Wednesday.
On my birthday?
And then Thursday and thunder showers and Friday? Oh my gosh.
I've never had a rainy birthday before.
It's going to be actual holiday.
This is weird. Yeah, we've never had this ever in California. That's weird.
Cool. Be careful.
I will.
Please.
I will.
Please. Anyway, so Thanksgiving. So it seems like we're all kind of ready and everything. But what are your guys' favorite side dishes, though?
Well, I like to make... Well, I guess it's not really a side. I guess it's a side dish. It's like a main dish, kind of. Oh, hello. Green bean casserole, like the old school kind, like with like the onion crunchies and Velveeta cheese. My aunt /
Velveeta
mom.
Velveeta cheese?
Yeah, so what I do is I take the French cut green beans, and then I take, so those are in the cans, you know, drain them, clean them, put them in the casserole dish. Then I put the cream of mushroom. So if you have 4 cans of green beans, you use 2 cans of mushrooms or, you know, just... Do that math.
2-to-1 ratio.
So not golden mushroom, but cream of mushroom.
Cream of mushroom.
Okay.
Then you mix that all together in a dish. Then you cut up some Velveeta cheese chunks and you put it in there. You add some like seasoning, garlic salt, whatever. And then you add the, what is it, French's onion crispies on top, the cheddar cheese ones. You put them on top. And then And then you put some more Velveeta cheese on top.
Oh my God.
Then you put it and you bake it in the oven for about 45 minutes on 350. And then you serve it with mashed potatoes, which are like, I make like this like ranch style mashed potatoes, like the really like creamy.
So instead
and
of going
mix
up,
it together.
So instead of going up to Big Bear, you want to just pop over to my mom's
There's
house?
There's like a million calories
everywhere
in these dishes.
No, maybe. We'll see.
Because you ain't going to make it up the mountain, I'm telling you that. So, Steve, well, what about you? Favorite side dishes?
I like candied yams.
I make those too.
Yeah, you put marshmallows and brown sugar.
Oh, yeah, I do it all.
Oh, my God, I love that.
Can I say my favorite dish?
Yes, please do.
My favorite dish is gravy. Because it makes everything else better. You put it on top of there and it makes everything better. Gravy, gravy, gravy.
Yes.
So I have to have, yeah, my mom is like the
gravy. Do you
make
it homemade?
I can't make it.
Okay.
My mom makes the best gravy. And so I'm trying, my girlfriend and her mom make amazing gravy. So I'm really stoked.
I've tried. You make it with flour. Or like, at least that's the way I've.
Oh yeah.
It's so interesting. But you can mess it up and burn it if you don't.
Gravy makes everything better. I don't care what you're having.
I like chicken gravy though, because I don't eat beef. So I make sure it has to be chicken gravy.
Oh yeah. Chicken gravy, white sausage gravy on the biscuits.
Ooh, that sounds yummy.
Yum, 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 yum. Biscuits and gravy.
Yes.
Turkey and gravy, stuffing and gravy.
Just gravy, gravy, gravy?
Rice and gravy.
Anything with gravy?
Etouffee.
What's some gravy?
Etouffee is have you been to New Orleans before?
When I was like
I grew up in the South. So
okay.
Etouffee is it's a brown gravy with crawfish.
Oh, interesting.
And it's really
I don't eat
good.
Seafood, so I probably wouldn't try. Well, I might try it once.
Put it over rice. Oh, gosh. I miss New Orleans. I miss the food.
I want to go. I watched the show, The Originals, and they have, like, you know, in downtown.
Oh, yeah.
Well, the quarter.
Speaking of side dishes.
Yes. Tell us.
So the 12 most, what do you guys think the most 12 most popular Thanksgiving side dishes rank at?
I think we've covered two of them so far.
Definitely which ones? Mashed potatoes and gravy.
The green bean casserole for sure. Yeah. And then the sweet potatoes. You have to have mashed potatoes.
Yeah, definitely.
You can't. I think you can't. The Pilgrims definitely had mashed potatoes.
And yeah.
Is there like three?
With the cranberries?
With a side of genocide.
Now, Steve said his favorite, which is the
Candy yams.
Candy yams. Okay.
That ranked number 10.
Oh. Okay.
All number right. one,
have
turkey.
We said any of ours?
Number one is mashed potatoes.
Oh, mashed potatoes!
Okay.
Yeah, that right. makes sense.
What else do you guys think that
string bean casserole?
No, wish it was there.
Cranberries?
But you're close to it because it's not a string bean.
Three
it's
bean.
The regular green bean.
Oh, so
green.
That's what we
green bean.
Not the French cut because hers is the French cut though.
Regular green bean.
There's a different. Yeah, regular green bean.
Oh.
Okay. What else?
Oh, gosh. Cranberries for sure.
Yeah, that's what I, yeah.
Stuffing. Stuffing.
Yes, stuffing.
Stuffing's number two.
Stuffing.
Cranberries is.
I feel like salad would be on there.
Number five. No salad.
No salad.
No salad.
Oh, no, rolls, this is Thanksgiving. Like buns, it's like all, rolls. It's all,
yeah,
everything's
right.
all
okay, right.
cooked and brown. And
I don't want
like Hawaiian,
salad.
Hawaiian buns? Or like just rolls?
Rolls. Rolls, rolls. Yeah. Rolls is number four.
Okay, rolls. Do we have gravy on that list?
No.
Oh, pie. Oh. Pumpkin pie.
Mm-mm.
No pie?
That's not a side. That's a dessert.
It's not a side dish.
Okay,
that's a dessert.
Okay, you're right.
How about ham?
Okay,
nope. It's an entree
no
dingus.
Corn? Is there corn anywhere on there?
Corn should be on there.
That's
corn is number 12.
That's with a side of pilgrim
pumpkin?
Put aside.
Like, do people eat just pumpkin? Like,
No. No pumpkin pie.
Yeah, so I was, okay. How many more do we have?
Quite a few.
20, right?
No, 20, only 12.
Oh, 12, 12 more. Okay. So wait, we have mashed potatoes. We have turkey.
Oh, deviled eggs.
No
eggs.
I always make. I make
okay. for Thanksgiving.
Yeah,
really.
It's like, well, it's like not like an appetizer. Like you eat okay. it like way before. Okay.
Oh, come on, Zach.
Wow,
it's
that
too
hurt
early.
My feelings.
That was a wrong answer.
Yeah.
All right. Actually, we got corn is number 12. Number 11 is glazed carrots.
That's right.
Number 10 is candied yams.
Okay.
Number 9, cream spinach.
Oh, gosh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Number 8 is the ones I hate the most, Brussels sprouts.
I love Brussels sprouts.
I was just going to say before you said that, is Brussels sprouts on there?
It is. Okay.
Cruciferous.
Number 7 is sweet potato casserole.
Okay.
Oh, I want to try making that.
6 is the green bean casserole, not the French cut, but just regular green bean. 5 is cranberry sauce.
Yeah.
4 is rolls.
Okay.
3, macaroni and cheese.
What?
I've never seen macaroni and cheese at a Thanksgiving celebration.
No, if there's like a bunch of little kids there, you have to have it.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
If there's a bunch of kids at the kids' table, there's always mac and cheese.
So
I get that. Okay.
Number 2 is, of course, stuffing. Everybody makes it differently, whatever. Mm. But the number one side dish, mashed potatoes.
Yeah, that's a given.
There you go.
I'm surprised turkey and stuffing and gravy aren't like number one, two, and three.
Well, I guess turkey's a main dish, not a side dish, right?
Oh, yeah, I guess you're right.
Yeah.
That's true.
Yeah. Okay.
All right.
Well, if turkey's the main dish,
so
then ham would be a side dish.
That's true. Yeah. I guess that's true. You're right.
All righty, guys. Well, you know what? We got some tweets that we want to give out for Thanksgiving.
Mm-hmm. Yes, we do. All righty.
No, wait. Oh, no. Hang on. Give me a second.
Tweedly-diddly-diddy-diddy-diddy-diddy-diddy-diddy-diddy-diddy-diddy-diddy-diddy-diddy-diddy-diddy-diddy-diddy-diddy-diddy-diddy-diddy-diddy-diddy-diddy-diddy-diddy-diddy-diddy-diddy-diddy-diddy-diddy-diddy-diddy-diddy-diddy-diddy-diddy-diddy-diddy-diddy-diddy-diddy-diddy-diddy-diddy-diddy-diddy-diddy-diddy-diddy-diddy-diddy-diddy-diddy-diddy-diddy-diddy-diddy-diddy-diddy-diddy-diddy-diddy-diddy-diddy-diddy-diddy-diddy-diddy-diddy-diddy-diddy-diddy-diddy-diddy-diddy-diddy-diddy-diddy-diddy-diddy-diddy-diddy-diddy-diddy-diddy-diddy-diddy-diddy-diddy-diddy-diddy-di
Oh, I messed up. Okay.
All right.
So for our first tweet, we have someone tweeting, "For those of you who cannot be with family this Thanksgiving, please resist the urge to brag."
Resist the urge to brag?
Yeah, so, I mean, wow. Yeah, that makes sense. I guess some people really don't like having to see their family during the holidays.
Oh my God.
Like, you know, you get to stay home. No! Why are you bragging? You next.
I apologize for laughing there, but Amber and Zach are leaving to do the Girl About Town, and she left her headphones on and tried to walk out of the room. She almost fell over on her back.
I didn't even notice. I was reading.
That was great. Okay. It wouldn't be awesome. Thanksgiving without a little emotional scarring.
Thanksgiving is bringing out the best of the family dysfunction since 1863. Kind of like now.
Kind of like now.
Yeah.
Thanksgiving is a time to count your blessings one by one as each relative goes home. Yes.
Well, I said this, but it doesn't make sense. If you think about a Thanksgiving dinner, it's really like making a large chicken.
Turkeys and chickens are not the same thing.
They're just a bigger bird.
I mean, I feel like they have to have some differences. Yeah. Like if you really biologically look down.
Is chicken's too small.
Thanksgiving is an emotional holiday. People travel thousands of miles to be with people they only see once a year, and then discover once a year is way too often.
True. If you stand in the meat section at the grocery store long enough, you start to get mad at the turkeys. There's turkey ham, turkey bologna, turkey pastrami. Someone needs to tell the turkey, man, just be yourself.
Now, Thanksgiving is America's national chow down feast, the one occasion each year when gluttony becomes a patriotic duty.
That's very true.
Yeah.
Well, I'm from Canada, so Thanksgiving to me is just Thursday with more food.
Yeah, makes sense. The Thanksteeny, a fun and delicious new novelty drink Brie Calvert invented. No, I didn't. It's cranberry juice, potato vodka. What's potato vodka? And a bouillon cube. So that those are like the chicken flavor.
Yeah, or beef. Yeah.
It tastes just like a turkey dinner.
Or spam flavor.
Yum. Ew. That sounds nasty.
She was so proud of that first moment when she first started to read it.
I was like, I created it. No, I didn't. Never mind.
Never mind.
Coexistence. What the farmer does with the turkey until Thanksgiving.
Very true.
Okay. Oh, wow.
Very true on that one. Well, I come from a family where gravy is considered a beverage.
Okay. That's Amber, obviously.
I put gravy on everything.
My sister, Olivia.
And salt.
No, guys. My sister, salt. She puts A1 sauce. Steak sauce. It has to be A1. My grandma goes to the store and buys 3 bottles of A1 sauce a week. Oh, wait, she puts it on her strawberries, on her cheese, on her noodles, everything. The amount of sodium in that,
No, I just put it in anything.
But she won't use regular steak sauce. Like, she won't use any other. It has to be A1, and it's on everything.
Yeah. It's A1.
A1's good.
A1.
And there you go. None. Those are our Thanksgiving tweets. All right. Well, you know what?
Right.
Anyway, so we have something we wanted to give to you guys, basically. So let's see. How can we start this off here? Where the heck is it?
You're not used to being produced.
No, here we go. All right.
Whoa. Breaking news.
Man bites dog. Film at 11.
Oh, me. Hello. Hello and welcome.
I'm
sorry, you said man bites dog and I started seeing a... Okay. Hello and welcome to an episode of Historical Inaccuracies, the show that takes... You wrote... Oh, no, never mind. That takes a look at historical events which have been falsely documented down through the years. Today's episode, The Very First Thanksgiving.
The first Thanksgiving dinner took place in 1621. However, it did not take place outside with a long table. It took place inside a large casino, which the Indians had just finished building in October.
Contrary to what most scholars believe, the pilgrims did not come to America to escape religious persecution. Instead, they came here to gamble.
Chief Running Bear, We're honored that you have invited us here to share Thanksgiving dinner with your tribe. Now, having said that, would you please put $10 down on black for me? Thank you so much. Now, where was that drink, girl? I ordered my Corona an hour ago.
Yes, it was actually gambling that brought the Indian and the white man together. You see, Las Vegas was much too far for them to travel, too. Plus, Atlantic City did not have any affordable vacation packages. So spending Thanksgiving inside their first casino was the perfect solution.
Prior to the meal, a blessing was needed to be given by the eldest member of the tribe, Kanaka Toto, which in his native tongue means Texas Hold'em.
So, when it was time to give the blessing, he asked everyone to join hands. As he closed his eyes and bowed his head, he said,
"Nine a winner, pay the front line, take the don'ts. He's coming out again for a new point. Four, four's the point, mark four. Who wants the hard four? Five wants four. Ace, deuce, scraps wants four. Four, and he made it the hard way. Pay the front line, take the hard. We have a shooter and a good one coming out for a new point. Get your bets down, ladies and gentlemen. He's a rolling point as nine, place nine. Eight, shooting for nine. Five, shooting for nine. Who wants to come? Nine, a winner. He's got a hot hand. Place your bets, ladies and gentlemen. Six to point, place six."
Unlike what the history books tell you, the pilgrims and Indians did not feast on corn, squash, or even turkey. No, they mainly lived on Texas toast, shrimp cocktails, and an awesome, delicious steak and eggs breakfast, which was only $3.99 before 10 a.m.
Oh, that sounds good. As the first Thanksgiving came to a close, and despite an awesome game of craps by Captain Miles Standish, the pilgrims ended up losing their shirts to the new Indian friends who didn't even wear shirts.
Yes, the pilgrims learned many important things from the Indians, such as how to plant corn, how to use fish for fertilizer, and when to double down. However, it was not until they played casino games like Wheel of Wampum and Let It Scalp that they realized the true spirit of Thanksgiving.
Yes, that is true. Now that's all the time we have today to make words. Be sure to tune in next week on Historical Inaccuracies when we show you the true meaning of Christmas with a special celebrity guest, Steve Martin.
Nine a winner, pay the front line, take the don'ts. He's coming out again for a new point. Four, four's the point, mark four. Who wants the hard four? Five wants four.
And there you go, guys.
Yeah. There you go.
Yes.
Now you know.
Yeah.
All those textbooks lies.
They always lie.
Of course, they couldn't go to Atlantic City because all the casinos were bankrupt.
I like it. I want to go to Atlantic City. I watched Boardwalk Empire. I'm still watching it. That show.
Oh, that is such a good show.
Steve Buscemi.
Yeah, Steve Buscemi.
Yeah, it's so good. I'm like in season three. I think there's five seasons. So, yeah. I want to go to Atlantic City now.
All right. I think we got the guys over there. You there, Amber?
We are here.
Alrighty, cool deal. You guys had a little bit of traffic. It's only like a mile away.
We did. So yeah, there's a Costco right here. And let me tell you what, everybody is at Costco.
Oh yeah, Saturday.
And we're going to go over to Costco and just do the bullhorn there, but people didn't look too happy about it.
Yeah.
They didn't look terribly receptive, so.
I see.
But we came to the coffee expert place, and we have one of the assistant managers at Starbucks with us, Michael, and he's going to tell us. He didn't know his national espresso, did you?
No idea.
This is Michael.
Shame on you, Michael.
Hello.
He said shame on you. No, but I'll tell you what. He knows a lot about espressos. He's going to tell us about something new at Starbucks.
All right, go ahead.
So we have these new machines called Mastrena 2, and there's something called Updose Espresso. It's like extra caffeinated and extra smooth. I have about four shots every day.
Ooh.
Gets me going for my shift.
Four shots,
yeah.
How many times does he go into the bathroom?
Anymore, I'll start shaking, but...
Sean says, how many times do you go to the bathroom?
Several times a day. I got to have a lot of water.
At least
yeah,
you're
like a lot of water. Yeah.
Yeah. But definitely blonde espresso every time. It's going to be smoother, like a lot creamier and more caffeine.
A blonde
yeah, so
espresso.
You know what I didn't know? I learned about this. My girlfriend is an espresso nut. She's like a junkie. She's like, I'm going to Italy for espresso. I'm like, can't you get it here? And she's like, no, no. So her thing is, she told me that espresso beans and coffee beans are the exact same.
They are, yeah. It's just so how it's ground. So it's ground to like a more finer ground, and then it's just pressed with lots of pressure to make like that nice creamy little shot of espresso.
Yes. Okay. And then the amount of caffeine is like there's actually a little bit less caffeine in espresso. It's just more of a dense.
So like a tall cup of coffee would have more caffeine than like two shots of espresso. Yeah. But then if you fill like a cup full of espresso, you know, that's gonna get you going. But yeah, that cold brew is gonna have the most actually.
Cold brew's gonna have the most.
Yeah.
Why is that?
We brew it overnight, so it takes like 20 to 24 hours. It's never heated up, yeah. And that just soaks up all the caffeine overnight, and we just serve it straight up.
That's what you need, Sean, for your bathroom time.
I think so, yeah. Hey, Everett, why don't you go ahead and give him the facts, but let's do it in a manner of true or false and see how smart manager Mike is.
Yes. Can I test you true or false on some things? Okay, here. Hold this and lean towards me. There we go.
And lean towards me. I like that.
So true or false? Espresso machines use 90 pounds of pressure per square inch.
Oh, man.
True or false?
That's a tough one. I actually don't know.
Not sure?
Let's say true.
And he works at a Starbucks!
You're close. It's 132 pounds of pressure per square inch.
That's pretty insane.
I know, right? Wow. Okay. So here's another one. Ready? True or false? One shot of espresso requires 50 coffee beans. Come on, you gotta do this.
Ooh. 50 coffee beans, man.
Come on, manager Mike.
That kind of seems like a lot. Let's say true.
It's true.
Yay.
Okay, so this next one. Okay, let's see. Ooh, this is a fun one. Okay, you ready? As of 2015, astronauts on the ISS, the International Space Station, can brew fresh espresso on board. True or false?
Oh my God. Well, that sounds so amazing. I want to say true.
It's true. I just had no idea. I didn't know that one. I kind of want to go on the ISS now.
Well, I think we're gonna have to go there and check it out.
Let's do it.
How many questions has manager Mike gotten right so far?
He's gotten one wrong out of four.
Okay.
Two, three. How many?
Two. Okay. So if he's gotten two, okay. If he gets five correct, he gets a free coffee.
Oh, well, he gets all the coffee he wants for free. That's not very fair. Okay. So here, true or false?
Funny man.
The word espresso actually means in Italian when something is forced out. True or false? That sounds
true, but do you know the history of espresso?
I don't, but that's true. But tell me the history of espresso.
So it was actually invented in Italy for the common workers, so they have shorter coffee breaks. So instead of sitting there sipping their coffee, they're just going to take a shot of espresso and get back to work.
Oh my gosh, that's a ripoff. That's such a ripoff. Yeah, I learned something new too. Okay, last one. Let's see here. Crema is the... This isn't a good one. Okay. We did. I think we did all of them. He got like only one wrong out of all of them. Ooh, here's a good one. You ready? Okay. Espresso is regulated by the Italian government.
I'm gonna say false.
That's true.
No,
that's
what?
True. Yeah, that's true.
It is
what?
True.
Wow.
That's trippy. Yes. Okay. It says that it's regulated by the government because it is considered an essential part of daily life.
Yeah.
That is insane. Now I have to go to Italy.
Yeah, exactly.
You know what I mean?
Hey, Amber.
So he did really good.
No, he did excellent. Wow. Have him go ahead and give the location of that Starbucks so people in our area can go visit him.
You got it. So, Michael, where are you guys located?
Catella and Winter Circle in Los Alamitos.
Right across from the very busy, crazy Costco.
Nice.
And that busy racetrack, too.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, we're crossing the racetrack.
Right.
Wait,
all right.
So,
oh, that's down there a ways.
No, the horse racetrack?
No, I mean, it's not here. It's like...
Okay.
A little bit.
Oh, yes.
I thought it was over here by Target or something.
All right, and happy birthday, Bree.
Oh, thank you so much. You're so sweet.
She said, thank you.
Cool. Starbucks on us. What do you want?
Oh, for real?
Oh. Do whatever you want. Okay, guys, I want one of these. Do you want one of these crazy... What was it called again?
I want a
high octane thing.
No, a venti green tea with no water, breve instead, and 12. I'll text you.
Oh my god!
I'll text you. I'll send it in the chat.
We're gonna bring you something special, Brie.
Okay, bring me something special, but no whipped cream.
Blonde Updos.
No whipped cream, lots of sugar.
I like caramel macchiato.
Lots of sugar. Yeah. We'll get that.
Okay, thank you.
We'll get that for you.
And by the way, I gotta see your arm, Sean.
Yes.
He's got a Pink Floyd tattoo on his arm. Ooh. Only one on there. It's actually really, really cool.
Oh, nice.
Take a picture of it. Boy, ask him if you could take a picture of his arm.
Yeah, take a picture of it. We'll post it.
Yeah. We will. Yeah. Michael, thank you so much.
Awesome. Thank you. I appreciate it.
All right. Thank you,
Michael.
All right. Take care, bud.
I don't know anybody on the megaphone, but I think everybody's happy that I didn't get to
yell. Yeah. No, we're good. All right. Come on.
Just use it to say goodbye. Use it to say goodbye to everybody.
The megaphone is on. All right, we'll see you guys back in the same.
See you guys in a bit.
All right, see you guys soon.
Bye.
All right, there you go, guys. There's our gal about town.
Yes.
Doot. Oh, cool. Well, too bad there wasn't anybody in the drive-thru, but that's kind of cool. We still got to talk to Mike, and
he's
got free coffee coming.
I know. I like being my... It's my birthday week, huh? Was it?
Speaking of your birthday...
Oh, yay, my
so
birthday.
So you get to sit back now and just kind of...
Don't tell me there's a stripper. I don't want a stripper. Did you give me a stripper?
No, but we're going to close the door, and Steve and I are...
Oh, no!
We're going to tear up paper.
Yay!
Yeah. We'll be the male rippers.
Honestly, if I had a stripper, it would make me uncomfortable. So if there's a stripper, tell him to go home.
Well, it was going to be a female.
Oh.
So, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so a little bit different.
Then. Okay.
But let's see here. So let's kind of start this off.
Okay.
And I know this is really going to make Steve and I feel old.
Okay.
How cold?
And you were born Thursday.
Uh-huh.
November 27th, 1997.
At 7:21 p.m. in Washington Hospital in Fremont, California.
Look at that. She knows that already.
Yep.
Oh.
A lot of cool things that actually happen on your birthday.
Really?
Yeah. November 28th was actually the day after was the final episode of Beavis and Butthead.
I love Beavis and Butthead.
Now, 1997, prices of certain things. Well, bread was 87 cents a loaf.
Wow.
Milk was $2.67.
Kind of more expensive.
Eggs was $1.47. Average car was just over 19,000.
Huh.
Gas was $1.29.
What? I've never seen that. I have never in my life seen gas be that much.
Yeah, $1.29.
Did you see that thing somebody posted on Facebook that gas in LA is over $5 a gallon?
Really?
Well, if you go to certain ones. Yeah, if you go into like Texaco
ones,
or something.
Yeah, but Chevron
geez,
and all that.
That's crazy. Yeah.
Which, you know, wow. I don't understand why people still go to them. If they know it's expensive.
Yeah, at that point.
It's like
boycott it.
People go to the store and spend $2.50 for a name brand when they could spend $1 for the store brand of the same thing.
It's all about the look.
Yeah. But I mean, like, even Arco is cheaper than all of them.
Oh, I go to, I always go to Arco.
Yeah,
I only go to a different gas station if it's convenient.
A house back then, if you wanted to buy a house, it ran you about $176,000.
That's it?
Okay. Yep.
Jeez, 22 years ago.
Jesus.
22
okay.
years ago, yeah. A stamp was 32 cents. The average income was 56,000. Boy, they haven't gone up since.
Yeah.
Minimum wage actually has gotten a lot better since then. Minimum wage was $5.15 an hour.
But cost of living was cheaper, so.
Yeah.
Not bad.
Do you remember who was president when you were born?
No.
Did you ask when you were born?
No, it's written in my baby book, but I don't remember.
Okay, Bill Clinton was president.
Oh yeah, okay, yeah.
And of course, Al Gore was the vice president.
Yes.
And let's see here. Well, let's kind of start with a couple of different things here, and there was a lot of different. Let's see, what's the word I'm looking for here? Events, movie wise, that were going on.
Titanic, right?
Titanic.
That was my favorite.
There you go. Titanic was the top grossing movie of the year and also got the Academy Award for Best Picture.
This is my favorite. I went to the Titanic Museum when I was 7 with my grandma. I love it.
And it was. It really was.
All right. Open your eyes.
I'm Rose. I want a love story like this, please.
Well, I know how to draw, so.
Oh, okay. Yeah, paint me like one of your French girls.
I will.
More like a French guy for Steve.
Did she say paint me or draw me? Did she say draw me or paint me?
Draw.
She says draw because he's drawing.
I figure life's a gift, and I don't intend on wasting it.
Leo.
You never know what hand you're gonna get dealt next.
Oh, that's...
You learn to take life as it comes at you.
When the ship docks, I'm getting off with you.
I've had a love like this.
And also before it docks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I just love the first time that they have sex is in the backseat of a car the boat.
That has always, seeing that as a kid, and seeing that was like a huge moment, like seeing the hand against the car.
Oh, that was so funny.
And then, but just,
in the
fogged-up
window.
I always thought that's what sex was like hot, steamy. Like I was, that was my first like.
Yes, it is. Yeah. It can be that way.
Yeah.
So there you go. So Titanic, yeah.
That hit me so hard.
That when I saw the old couple, that I started crying at that point.
The one that hit me is when she was tucking her kids in goodnight, and they showed like the little image of the book underwater.
Oh God. Do not let go of my hand.
Don't let go.
I'll never let go.
I'll never let go. Saying that to my lover, I'll never let go.
I love the end where the actress, the lady, she's up on the rail and she throws it. As she throws it, she just goes, ah.
Oh, she's like, yeah. Very, she's very older. End. She's she finally.
Okay,
lets
I found
go.
I found the post and this is it's at a Chevron station in L.A. Mm-hmm. and the cheapest gas is $5.77.
$5.79
octane is $5.85 and 91 is $5.89.
Well, I have never seen gas that.
Jesus.
That's almost $6.
That's insane.
Yeah, that's ridiculous. So, other movies that year that got that were actually up for nomination. Mm-hmm. Let's see here. Was this one here, As Good as It Gets?
I don't think I've ever heard of that one.
Open his curtains for him. So he can see God's beautiful work.
Helen
and
Hunt.
He'll know that even things like this happen for the best.
Where do they teach you to talk like this? And some Panama City sailor want a hump bar? Sell crazy someplace else. We're all stocked up here. TriStar Pictures invites you to meet a truly appalling individual.
Jack Nicholson.
He's a freak show. He's the worst person I ever met.
And Helen Hunt got winner for Best Actor and Best Actress.
Oh, wow.
You diagnose someone with obsessive compulsive disorder and then act as though I had some choice about barging in. You have messed your last.
Hey, the Joker.
Have you seen my dog with a little face?
You have no idea what your work means to me.
How do you write women so well?
I think of a man, and I take away reason and accountability.
Melvin, wait!
Shut up, kids!
Definitely a package you don't want to open or touch.
Pay me a compliment, Melvin. I need one. Quick.
I love you. You make me want to be a better man.
That's maybe the best compliment of my life.
Yep.
From Academy Award winner James L. Brooks. Well, maybe I overshot a little because I was aiming at just enough to keep you from walking out. Comes a story about how the people you can't live with...
Carol the waitress, Simon the fag.
Become the people you can't live without.
Very true.
We all have these terrible stories to get over, and you
just... It's not true. Some of us have great stories, pretty stories that take place at lakes with boats and friends and noodle salad. Just no one in this car. Jack Nicholson, Helen Hunt, Greg Kinnear, and Cuba Gooding Jr.
I love you.
I tell you, buddy. I'd be the luckiest guy alive if that did it for me. As Good as It Gets.
It is so good.
If that's on Netflix or Hulu, I'm going to watch that today.
Oh, yeah.
It looks so good.
There
I've never heard of it before. Cool.
So, and let's see. Here we go. And this one won for...
Oh, good. Of course.
Yeah, this one won for Best Original Screenplay, which is Good Will Hunting.
That boy's wicked
on the campus of one of America's leading universities.
There is a problem on the main hallway chalkboard. It took my colleagues and I more than 2 years to prove it. And I'm hoping that one of you might prove it by the end of the semester.
The most gifted mind to ever enter its classrooms.
This is correct. Who did this?
is the person who cleans its floors.
Well, I just need the name of this guy who works in my building.
Got this job through his PO, you can call him.
PO?
Parole officer.
Meet Will Hunting.
I've been looking over this rap sheet of yours. Assault, theft, resisting.
I've spoken to the judge, and he's agreed to release you under my supervision.
Really?
You have to meet with a therapist every week.
That's pretty good.
For the first time in his life, he's about to meet his match.
How many shrinks you go to before me?
Five. This boy's genius is unparalleled. I need someone who can get through to him.
Yeah, let's do it. I'm pumped. Let's let the healing begin. I went on a date last week.
Going out again?
I don't know. This girl's like, you know, beautiful. She's smart. She's fun. She's like perfect right now. I don't want to ruin that.
Maybe you're perfect right now. Maybe you don't want to ruin that.
Have you talked to him at all about his future?
Give him time to figure out what he wants.
This boy has that gift. Can you imagine if Einstein would have given that up just to get drunk with his buddies every night?
Some people can never believe in themselves.
I can't learn anything from you unless you want to talk about you.
Until someone believes in them.
You can do anything you want. You are bound by nothing.
And you're sitting on a winning lottery ticket. I'd do anything to have what you got.
And some never know how much they can have.
I love you.
Until they discover how much they can give. Academy Award winner Robin Williams, Matt Damon, Ben Affleck, Stellan Skarsgård, and Minnie Driver. Good Will Hunting, nominated for 9 Academy Awards.
There you go.
Some banks, it seems like they're going at this.
Stay there. There you go. So yeah.
I think, I don't know if it, you, I don't think you mentioned it, or that didn't mention it, but they wrote that.
Yeah.
Cold Turkey had never written script before.
Best original screenplay. It won. Yeah, that's why I played it.
But,
awesome. But they had never
done anything
like that before.
Wow, which is
and then to write that
just,
movie. Is
and then
amazing.
And then not only that though, but I don't know if you know, but they when they went after Robin Williams, you know, they were trying to get to see if to actually work with him. Mm-hmm. And he dropped his fee almost down to nothing. So, because after reading the script, he thought it was good.
That he just would,
he was smart enough to recognize that it was going to be special.
And it did. It won them the best screenplay.
Jeez.
And that's original screenplay. Best adapted screenplay was L.A. Confidential.
Okay.
So, which is another great. The year you were born had a lot of good movies.
Which is why I'm going to become a movie star, hopefully.
There you go.
One of these days.
My Best Friend's Wedding was also one of the top movies of the year. Good Will Hunting, obviously, As Good As It Gets. Air Force One, great song. And Liar Liar with Jim Carrey. Mm. Funny movie.
Oh, my God, that was.
Oh, yeah. I got the. You want to see the trailer for that one?
Sure.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. Do for
work.
My mom's a teacher.
And your dad.
He's...
What a cute little actor.
You mean he's a lawyer.
He's a liar.
He's a liar. You mean a lawyer.
Both?
Driven into the arms of another man.
Seven.
Yeah, whatever.
One lie.
Tell him it's in the mail. I ran out of gas. You're losing a little weight.
At a time.
The true victim is my client. Put yourself in his shoes for a moment. You're walking from church when suddenly you encounter... pouncing from the shadows.
Made him a successful lawyer.
Your ex-wife called.
I have to go to court this afternoon.
Fletcher, it's his birthday.
Also made him an unpredictable father.
He said he was gonna be here, he promised.
Until one day, his son decided to make an honest man out of him.
I wish that for only one day, Dad couldn't tell a lie.
Was it good for you?
I've had better.
Now.
Any change, mister?
Absolutely.
Could you spare some?
Yes, I could.
I can't lie.
All he can do is tell the truth.
Like an address?
Whatever takes the focus off your head.
The whole truth.
You know why I pulled you over?
I changed lanes without signaling while running a red light and speeding.
And nothing but the truth.
It was me.
True.
You mean you have to tell the truth?
How are we doing this morning, Consul?
I'm a little upset about a bad sexual episode I had last night.
From Universal Pictures and Imagine Entertainment, and the director of The Nutty Professor. Jim Carrey.
Jim Carrey's amazing.
Liar, liar.
New in the building?
Mm-hmm. Everybody's been real nice.
Well, that's because you have big...
Oh, that's great.
Oh, well, he wasn't lying, that's for sure.
Nope. So. Nope,
what, one of my favorite outtakes of all movies from that movie there where they're in court and he yells at the prosecuting attorney and calls her a name like bitch or something.
Yeah.
And one of the outtakes was she turns to him and goes, overactor.
Overactor. Yeah. He made me do it.
He broke the fourth wall. That's awesome.
So cool.
That's great.
Yeah, I think he's like in the middle of calling her a Jezebel and he starts cracking up and everything. Yeah. That was funny.
That's awesome.
So you had a really good...
Birth year
for films. Yeah. But ironically, the number one film the day you were born was Flubber.
What's Flubber?
With Robin Williams.
Oh, I actually didn't.
It was a remake.
Okay.
It was a remake. So.
Okay. Sad. Yeah. Williams. But
the original was one of my favorite movies as a kid.
Huh. I need to look into that because I actually don't know.
Yeah. So, all right. So now let's look at some other cool things. Now, some of these songs here were the top songs of the year that you were born.
Oh no, this is not the song I thought it was. Oh, the song's. Oh, I hated this song. It was so happy.
That's just it.
I love it.
I remember listening to this when I was like second grade with like my girlfriends after school.
I was listening to it last week. Gotta get to the hook on this song. It's so good.
I know.
Here we go. All right, so other songs that rounded out the year itself.
Okay.
Some of them actually went to the Grammys. We'll discuss those a little bit later. Okay. But Wannabe by the Spice Girls.
Okay.
Ooh. Return of the Mac by Mark Morrison. Don't Let Go by En Vogue.
Okay.
Let's see. Can't Nobody Hold Me Down by Puff Daddy. Unbreak My Heart by Toni Braxton.
Okay, yeah.
And let's see, I'll Be Missing You by Puff Daddy. So he had two
Puff
up there.
Puff Daddy, wow.
Yeah. and Foolish Games by Jewel. So those were some of the top songs there for 1997.
Interesting.
Now, the Grammys, though, they're a little bit all over the place here.
Okay.
So let's see here. Where was it? Yeah. Da, 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 da. Oh, here we are. Okay, so Sunny, do I have that one? Yeah, I do. So this person here, I didn't recognize the song at first.
Okay.
And then finally, when I heard it, I went, oh, okay. I do remember this song. Mm-hmm. Sunny Came Home by Sean Colvin won the Record of the Year.
Record of the Year.
And also Song of the Year.
So far, I don't recognize. Okay, I'll give it a sec.
Yeah. Now, best new artist of that year was Paula Cole. singer-songwriter.
Yeah.
Then album of the year was Time Out of Mind by Bob Dylan.
Okay.
That's funny. 1997. That's Bob Dylan.
Yeah, exactly.
Opened a book and a box of tools.
That sounds like something like the Cranberries would sing. Oh, yeah. Okay,
yeah,
now
yeah. We get to the hook.
Just that, yeah. I
everybody.
Do
know. Oh, there you go. Best pop performance by a duo or group with a vocal was Virtual Insanity by Jamiroquai. I remember that song. That song was pretty cool. And let's see here. Also that year, now for record of the year was also this person here, which I thought he was actually going to win because he did really, really well with this song. So this is R. Kelly with I Believe I Can Fly.
Yeah.
I believe he can do a lot of other things.
Yeah, I watched the documentary. Questionable. But the song's beautiful.
Like, it is.
I'm not going to discredit him for that. Like, he made a great song.
Yeah. Best pop album was Hourglass by James Taylor. Best traditional pop album was Tony Bennett on Holiday.
Okay.
So that won that. If I can see it. Best pop female vocal performance was Building a Mystery by Sarah McLachlan. If I just believe it, there's nothing to
it. I believe I can fly. I remember this from Space Jam. I believe I can touch the sky. Ooh. I think about it every night and day. I have to pee. Spread my wings and fly away. I believe I can soar.
All over the place too, because you had a lot of people doing different things and so forth.
Yeah.
But the number one song that ended the year and also won him the best male pop vocal performance.
Is it a Michael Jackson song?
No.
Huh.
Ricky Martin?
Nope.
Huh?
Anybody else want to take another guess?
It's a him.
Bare Naked Ladies.
I don't know. I don't know.
Well, let's Mr. Sir.
In high school, by the way.
Our class song was I Believe I Can Fly.
I think a lot of people
bored.
Did that.
Yeah.
Well, let's, Mr. Sir Elton John tell us.
Oh, yes.
But this was the 1997 version.
Okay.
Because what happened in 1997?
Princess Diana.
Goodbye. Oh, yes.
Titanic?
No, went over that.
That is not what happened. In our hearts, you were
the greatest place. Princess Diana died. We'll lie to talk.
Candles burned out long before your legend ever will.
So, yes, that would the Grammy for that year. New toys that year.
I love toys.
So it was a big year. I do remember when this came out. People were clamoring all over to go to Toys R Us.
Yeah. Furbies, right?
Tickle Me Elmo.
Oh, Tickle Me Elmo. I had one. That's kind of creepy, though. I don't think about it.
Tickle Me Elmo came out in 1997.
I had one.
Hug me.
Love me. Yep, yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Gigapets also came out.
Nobody remembers Gigapets. I had a Gigapet. They're fucking awesome.
My sister had a Gigapet.
I love Gigapets.
You want to see Steve get excited?
Okay.
Game Boy came out that year.
No, guys. I have a game. Oh, I have a DS Lite in my car that has my Game Boy games in it because it can read it. I still play those games.
Wait. Game Boy came out way before 97. It must be like Game Boy Color.
Or the Advance. Yeah. Game Boy Advance. Hey, it's probably Game Boy Advance.
It just says Game Boy.
No, because Game Boy came out in like
1990.
Early.
Hey.
No, I don't want to say late 80s.
It's black ink on white paper.
Uh-huh.
It's the truth, okay?
Yeah.
Okay.
Fake news.
Tamagotchi.
Tamagotchi.
They're like Gigapets.
Yeah, they're like Gigapets, but you wear them around your neck.
Yeah. Now, I know this had to be a newer rendition of it because Steve and I used them back in the early 90s.
Okay.
Super Soakers had a return.
Oh, yeah, Super Soakers, yeah.
They had a return on that.
Yeah.
And then, of course, something related to Super Soakers, which was water talkies.
I don't know what
water talkies.
Yeah, they were kind of like a water gun, but it had a walkie-talkie
in it.
Oh,
that's cool.
And you could communicate.
I didn't see those.
So, yeah, so that came out.
Nice.
Hard to say. Talkie.
Water talkie.
I'm talking to you.
Like the talkies. Like, I'm sure your kids eat those, right?
Well, Pocky?
Talkies.
No, those
the
chips.
Spicy. Oh, no doubt.
Yeah.
You and me.
So this is a big year for them.
Yes.
Actually, I got to open it for them one time.
What?
Before they were, like, when they were a ska band. An actual ska band. Yeah, they had the horns and everything. They'll place...
Gwen went to my school. She went to CSUA.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, okay, so there's a place. Okay, so on the other side of the 57, uh-huh. where the Target is.
Yeah. I lived right there.
Okay, yep. There's a little... I think the building's still there, but it was a little club called 369.
Okay.
Prior to that, it was called Goodies.
Okay.
And that's where we performed.
Oh, that's so cool. So, yeah, they don't have any bars or clubs. The only thing they have is breakfast shorties.
Is that the one across the campus?
Not across. Oh, they closed OG's.
Did they really?
They're putting a new bar there, but they closed it this year.
All right, so people who were also born on your day.
Urkel, right? Urkel?
That didn't pop up.
Oh.
But Eddie Rabbit, who was a country singer who sang A Love a Rainy Night. The great Jimi Hendrix.
Ooh, I should have been with Jimi Hendrix.
Yeah, was also born. Bruce Lee.
Oh, wow.
Actor Bruce Lee.
I do karate.
Hi-ya!
I work in a martial arts studio.
So there you go.
Hey, that makes sense.
What does Miss Piggy say?
Hi-ya! Oh, that was good.
Wow.
Hi-ya!
Wow. That's impressive.
That was really impressive.
And this one, Steve can definitely relate to, but Buffalo Bob Smith.
Who's that?
He hosted the TV show Howdy Doody.
Oh, okay. I've heard of it.
And then also
Howdy Doody time. Yeah.
Yeah. And then also Bill Nye, the Science Guy, was also born on
Inertia is a property of matter. Bill Nye, the Science Guy. We watched it in class.
There you go. All right, so some of the TV shows, though, that were very popular when you were born.
Mm-hmm.
Steve is going to love this one.
The news.
Monday Night Football.
There you go.
Oh, no,
yeah.
It's not the news.
That's like it's my childhood.
That's my childhood, too. That's why I should know. That was like the news. Instead of the news playing, football played.
Yeah.
The gridiron.
Yeah. Today, Dallas takes on the Eagles. You know, whatever. So.
My dad would go, it's time to shut up. Give me another beer.
Yep.
Recognize this one?
Yep. Tim Allen, the tool guy. Tool time.
Home Improvement.
Home Improvement. There we go.
There you go.
Yeah, I watched
Tim
that.
The Tool Man Taylor.
There you go.
Yeah. I like that show.
All right.
You're going to play Roseanne, I'm sure.
See if you guys get this one. This one you guys should totally get.
I was a baby, remember?
Da-da-da, friends!
All Y chromosome people know this one. So no
one told hey, I'm Latino.
In unison. I'm a Monica and Phoebe.
In one?
Who would I be?
You're kind of a Phoebe, too.
Even your year, but I'll be there for you. Green starts to go.
Other shows that were big that year were also Party of Five, Roseanne,
see, I told you,
Beverly Hills 90210,
yeah,
The Simpsons,
yeah,
ER,
okay.
Matt, this one's making a return.
Yeah, John Stamos on ER from Full House, wasn't he also on ER?
I think earlier on he was, yeah. And this one is actually making a return on one of the streaming channels, Mad About You.
Really? Is that?
Yeah.
I haven't heard of that one, actually.
Mad About You.
I knew the 10 things I hate about you.
Mad About You is Helen Hunt and then Paul Reiser.
And Paul Reiser, yeah, exactly. And, of course, Home Improvement. So can you guess what the number one show was that year?
I mean, how would I know I was
Will
a baby?
Will & Grace. Frasier.
No. George. Oh, Frasier. I love Frasier. I fucking love Frasier. Sorry.
ER.
George.
Seinfeld.
Oh, yeah, Seinfeld. Okay, that makes sense.
Okay.
Yeah.
Number one show for 1997.
Okay.
So. Do you remember what that show was about?
Absolutely nothing.
Exactly.
Yeah. Kind of like this show.
And everything. Exactly.
Exactly.
Yeah. So Seinfeld was number one. ER was number two. Veronica's Closet was number three that year. Friends was number four.
Really?
Monday Night Football. This is for the end of the year.
Okay.
Monday Night Football was number five. Touched by an Angel, number six.
What a bust.
60 Minutes was still top 10. Number seven. Union Square, number eight. CBS Sunday Night Movie was number nine. Frasier and Home Improvement tied at number 10.
You don't believe it, huh?
And rounding out was the top was Just Shoot Me.
Huh. So. Interesting. Well, you know, Frasier, I actually just started watching Frasier last year with one of my friends. I've never heard of it before.
Oh.
So I'm like doing a whole like blast.
Now you know where the character came from, don't you?
No, actually.
The character Frasier, the doctor?
What? Yeah.
Is he? I didn't know. Is it based on a true? I don't know. No.
Yeah, let's see if I can find the theme real quick.
Also, Buffy should have been somewhere on that list. I've watched. I love Buffy the Vampire Slayer. That's that one. It's a good show. But I think it came out before 97, actually, now that I'm thinking about it. Oh, yeah, no, I do know. Oh, yeah, Parsa told me about, yeah. I used to watch Cheers. I have to rewatch it now.
Yeah, that's where Frasier came
from. Yeah, I forgot about that. Yeah.
Oh, it's a spin-off.
Yeah,
I just loved B.B. Newworth. Oh, my goodness.
Or I also used to watch Three's Company, too. I love that one. For some reason, I would confuse these shows. Cheers and Three's Company. I don't know why. I would confuse them. Like, every time they come on, I would always think it's the other one. Like, when I was a kid, I don't.
Well, once upon a bar.
I know that. No, I know that. So, I don't know why. So, like, even and now in my brain, I still, like, flip them, even though they're not related at all. I don't know why. They just both, I don't know.
So, there you go. That was the year that you were born.
Yay!
So, you had a pretty cool year, you know. A lot of things going on. Let's see here. Anything else I can spit out for you information? We covered everything.
I can't believe you were born when I was graduating high school.
I know.
That's
pretty shocking. You were entering adulthood. You were adulting, and I was trying to. And I just appeared. I was like, hi, Amber! I'll see you on a radio show in 18 years or whatever.
I think one of my favorite lines was, hey, Norm, you want another beer? And he says, well, you know, I need something to do before my third beer gets here. So,
yes, please.
Oh, my gosh.
Yes.
I think one of my favorites of his is, how you feeling, Mr. Peterson? Poor. Oh, I'm sorry to hear that. No, poor.
Ah, poor. That's great.
Yeah.
Yes.
All righty. Well, you guys ready to play the game?
Let's do it.
Oh, you know what? That just reminded me. I'm sorry.
What's that?
I want to get a chelada after this. I don't like drinking alcohol, but recently I've discovered cheladas. It's the one thing that I could actually drink for taste, and it gets me buzzed. However, I can't find my ID, my license. I went to the store the other day, and I don't know where it is. So
it's with the Nintendo Switch.
Oh my God! Probably you're right. Wait, yeah. So could somebody buy me a chelada after the show?
Well, we'll go.
Thanks, man. Okay.
All right, the game. Are you guys ready?
Yeah. I was so excited.
Come on. There we go.
Anytime, Steve.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages, it's time for that great game show, Quiz Me,
Quiz You.
Wow. Wow. Steve is just like going, huh?
It's one of those days.
Did it end appropriately? Yes, it did.
Uh-huh. No, it just ended is what
desired
happened.
Desired effect.
Yeah. Our quiz you was awesome.
Yeah,
good.
Exactly.
All right.
Yeah.
All right.
Oh, I was choking.
Question number one. How long did the first Thanksgiving celebration last?
Amber.
Amber.
Genocide.
Incorrect.
Steve.
Okay. Steve.
3 days.
That's correct.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Question number two. Under which president did Thanksgiving become an annual holiday?
Sean. Roosevelt.
Incorrect.
Yeah.
I just read this the other day.
Sean.
I can't remember.
The other Roosevelt.
Incorrect again.
Damn.
They made a movie about him not that long ago.
Brie Wilson.
Amber.
Woodrow Wilson.
Amber Wilson.
No. Lincoln?
What?
Lincoln?
That is correct.
Oh, yes. Okay.
Question number five.
For Lincoln.
What decade did both the Macy's and America's Thanksgiving Parade start?
Steve.
Steve.
30s.
Incorrect.
Brie, the 60s?
Sean.
I said Brie.
Oh, go ahead, Brie.
60s.
No, incorrect. Oh, okay. No.
Did you call your name or no?
I don't know this one. Not sure.
20s.
That is correct.
Oh, okay.
I was going to say 1492, but I think that's Columbus.
1492. Yeah.
The Macy's Parade started in 1492?
See, I made the question as he's reading it, whatever I want it to be in my brain.
Like I quit Mayflower.
Listening to the rest of it. So I was like, Macy's,
Mayflower, yeah. Columbus. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm on the spectrum.
About this, yeah. You're on something, that's for sure.
No, this
all right, here we go.
That's fascinating. Question number four. Going back to those parades, what would it conclude with the arrival of?
Sean. Santa Claus.
That is correct. What?
You precog. Santa Claus.
Damn right I precog. Birthday or not, I precog.
Wow.
Okay, question number five. This is the last parade one, I swear. There's a lot of fun stuff in here. What is the oldest Thanksgiving parade called? Steve?
Thanksgiving
parade?
Thanksgiving parade is wrong.
Wait, hold on. Who called the name next?
I said me. Isn't it just the Rose Parade?
No.
Oh, no, that's not Thanksgiving.
Please finish the question.
Oh, that's Christmas?
Yeah.
It's New Year's.
New Year's? Oh.
I'm just going to read it over. What is the oldest Thanksgiving parade currently called?
The oldest Thanksgiving Day parade currently called.
So they changed the name of it.
Yes, it has to do with a food franchise, actually.
Like Kraft, maybe?
No.
That is macaroni and cheese.
I know, it was food. You know, they make cheese for
food
the...
franchise.
All right, I'll just narrow it down. It has to do with donuts.
Hostess! Brie, Hostess!
No?
That is wrong.
Brie, Twinkie!
That is not a donut.
All right, what is it?
Steve.
ABC's Dunkin' Donuts Dunkin' Thanksgiving Donuts, Day Parade.
Really?
That's interesting.
ABC's? Wow.
Dunkin' Donuts.
That is correct. Oh. Yeah. I mean, that is incorrect.
Correct. They could dunk
you are
this.
Correct.
That's all I know.
All right.
All right, question number six. What are turkey chicks called?
Let's see. There's Linda.
I don't know this one. This is...
And there's...
Linda!
And I see...
Peggy?
Yes.
Eileen?
Mercedes?
Oh, my God. Charles. Sean.
Chicks.
No.
No? Okay.
I want to make it up, like some like goblets or something.
Brie, they're just called turkey. Baby turkey.
They're okay. So far, Brie's got half of the name.
Baby.
Baby. Turkey.
No, turkey comes first, and then you're missing the other half.
Turkey chick.
No. Give up. The answer is turkeylings.
Turkeylings. That sounds delicious.
Or pulse. That's the other name. Pulse. P-U-L-T-S.
Links.
I like that.
Link. L-I-N-G-S.
Cool. Question number seven.
Turkeylings.
Oh, okay.
All right. So anyone who's prepared a turkey might get this. What is the wobbly red piece of flesh on top of the turkey, on top of the beak of a turkey?
No,
it starts with a G.
It is not a Gilligan.
No, it starts with a G. It does, right?
It no, it doesn't.
No.
Oh,
no.
Dang it. Okay.
Shoot. I know this one.
Does it start with a T?
Starts with an S.
Steve. Snood.
That's right.
Yeah, there you go.
Really?
Yeah.
Snood.
Yeah.
Question number eight. What are most turkey feathers used for after the turkey is plucked?
Oh, Brie. Sean. Like writing for they use them for. No. Like calligraphy. Like I've seen, like they've used turkey feathers to sell them. Okay, no.
That's a good guess, but that's not the answer.
I was going to say pen as well.
Okay, good. That's a good answer. I felt really dumb for a second.
No.
Okay, thank you.
No, that's not it.
Okay, it's not it. I know.
We're both wrong. Yeah,
we're wrong. So,
Okay. There. Are you happy?
Yeah. Amber. Toothpicks.
No.
Oh, okay.
That would have been interesting.
Yeah, this is, you know what? This is an odd answer. Animal feed. It says feather from birds.
I was just going to say they're ground up for feed.
Yeah, it says feathers from birds like turkeys
and
chickens are ground up and used as protein in animal feed.
Interesting.
They'll feed. They feed the weirdest. It's like a weird cannibalism. I don't like
it. I don't either.
Question number nine.
Okay, fine.
Thank you, Zach.
What state raises the most turkeys?
Sean. California?
Incorrect. And the clue is going to make Sean and Steve yell at the same time, so I'm going to wait.
Wait till I have the drink.
Which state? Brie.
Indiana.
You're
Brie, Ohio.
Close. No, you get one answer, and they're both wrong. You're close, though, in that area.
See. Turkeys, the Pilgrims. It's somewhere in the East Coast,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, it's definitely. Huh. Well, I said Indiana, Ohio, so look at the
Amber?
Map around
Amber?
There.
New York?
No, that's cold
little,
over there.
A little
Steve.
Too far to the right.
Steve. Kentucky.
No. You.
Amber.
Amber.
Illinois.
No.
Damn it.
Sean, guess? Or do you want me to give the clue?
Give me the clue.
Skyler.
Michigan.
Steve.
Michigan. No.
No, you had your chance, Steve. Sean has an answer. Sean?
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Yes.
Really?
No, I don't it's think Tourette's. You're correct there.
Oh, I don't know. Yeah. I think it could be over there in Minnesota, don't you know?
Minnesota.
And the final question, number 10. Thank God. I'm right there with you.
That's a good idea.
What meat did the Native Americans bring to the first Thanksgiving? It is not turkey.
Brie. Ham.
No, good guess, but no.
Sean?
Sean.
Venison.
That is correct.
Oh, okay. Oh, I was going to say they're enemies.
Oh, that was good.
And that concludes the game.
That's sort of the cannibalism thing. Yeah.
All right.
Yummy. Wow.
White meat.
Like me.
Fava beans.
The other white meat.
Ready for a nap.
Yeah.
We saw an accident on the road.
Yeah, we had a lot of drama going on.
Is that why it took you guys so long?
Did you change the diaper?
Change a diaper?
Yeah.
Accident on the road.
A little poo on the nose.
She had to change Zach's diaper.
Well, there you go, guys. There's our Thanksgiving and
my birthday.
Our birthday show for Brie.
Yes. Happy birthday.
Thank you. Happy National Espresso Day.
Yes. Happy a week from Thanksgiving almost there.
Yes. Yeah. Less happy day.
When you guys get together with your families and everything, you know, just take a moment to look around and do be thankful for what we have. Everybody's at different levels in their lives and everything. And we all know that even in our room, we're all at different stages. But no matter what, look around. If you haven't said anything to someone that you really care about, tell them you love them. There's going to be an awful lot of lonely people out there, too. So make sure you reach out, say hello.
I'm lonely.
Tell them you miss them. I got you.
Thanks.
Aww. You're welcome, buddy. Okay. You feel better now? Something's getting hard. I don't know why.
I'm cutting glass over here.
But no.
Pecs.
Yeah. Is that what they do?
Yeah.
Okay. No, seriously, go out, reach out to somebody, and if you got an extra space at your table, invite them over and make them part of your family. So have a wonderful Thanksgiving, everybody. Go out there, have fun. It's going to be a beautiful weekend this week. But be careful because we do have the rains coming in and the snow coming in. So, Brie, when you go up, please be very careful.
Yes, I will be.
Find that license.
Yeah, I need my license.
That too.
Crap.
Yeah. So, at the time, go out there, have a wonderful weekend, have a wonderful Thanksgiving, everybody. Take care. Be good to each other.
Goodbye, world.
Hey, you got that right.
I'll kiss you goodbye and I'll go on the way. Grateful for all of the years, I thank for all that you gave me, for teaching me what love can do, and Thanksgiving Day for the rest of my life, I'm thanking the Lord He made you. And Thanksgiving Day for the rest of my life, I'm thanking the Lord. He made you.
Thank you for listening to this week's show. Don't forget to support the show by shopping on Amazon. Just go to our website, yourweeklydose.com, click on the Amazon banner and bookmark. Then start shopping. Remember to follow us on Twitter and Instagram at yourweeklydose1 and Facebook at yourweeklydose. We'll see you next week.